fueled by the beef checkoff. The South Dakota Beef Industry Council is on the road, connecting with beef farmers and ranchers and raising beef awareness among South Dakota consumers. This week's roadmap finds the Beef Council near Mitchell at Dakota Fest in the livestock handling tent. Beef Council Director of Communications Amanda Kammer is listening to beef producers, many with drought heavy on their minds.
They're still kind of sitting there wondering like what to do as far as like, well, should I ship calves now or hold them over and still like wait and buy feed if they got to truck it in or if they're going to truck cattle out to a feedlot. So that's a lot of what they're looking at right now is and what move they're going to do going forward.
Gammer will also be taking part in the Turner County Fair's Beef Day activities tomorrow, promoting beef at South Dakota's longest-running fair in Parker. Later this week, the Beef Council heads west to be part of the Black Hills Farmers Market Protein Day. Slated for Saturday in Rapid City, this farmers market celebrates local meats at retail, food service, and in the freezer.
So I think that'll be a really good spot too, like going back to our local beef directory, that they can go check that out on our website if that's something they're kind of looking for, is that local beef purchasing options.
Kammer states a unique promotional tool being used this summer to educate consumers is a downsized beef carcass display illustrating beef primal and wholesale cuts.
So that was like a really good visual representation for people to see and kind of get an idea of the different wholesale cuts and what that looks like.
Beef recipes and cooking tips are additional popular beef resources for consumers. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council.